and working.
What do you guys have for, if I could ask, do you have an MOU with county for that site up there? Is that how you're operating?
Yeah, in fact, it's on our website, your membership, you can read it.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
No, it's okay.
Did they question you, because they certainly did with me, I dealt with the county attorney to get my MOU up there. And we went back and forth, and I had our attorneys look at it down in DC, Chris Inlay and the crowd. And the issue there was, they wanted to deal with me, but for insurance purposes, it's through my club down there, through the Network Engineers Repeater Association, NERA. And so we had to work out the verbiage where we could insure, but they were hesitant, the legal side, not the commissioners, in dealing with, like, what am I? Am I an association? Am I, you know, I personally am not a 501(c)(3), and I'm not a, I mean, I have my own an LLC, but it's nothing to do with what I do. So I was curious if it's easier dealing with some of the entities as a 501(c)(3) with registration of name and everything. I mean, it looks official in the eyes of somebody dealing with you legally.
Yeah. And I was just thinking of that issue yesterday because of the two possible tower sites we have for covering the Phillipsburg borough. One of them is a relative of Darren's, and I think it could be pretty informal probably on that one. But the other one, it's somebody of significant means who might be worried about lawsuits and things like that. And in either case, if you know, accidents can happen, and somebody can get shocked and trip over a log or something. And anybody having people come on their property would have to be worried a little bit about liability.
Yep.
And so I think that issue may come up at some point, and it's probably best to bring it up in the beginning and get some things in writing so that there's some documentation in case an event would happen. So it's very appropriate to be talking about that.
Yeah, you just gotta, you know, you gotta deal with this stuff so that you can then move ahead and enjoy things and have fun.
It's kind of almost like home ownership. I mean, you get a lot of advantages when you own your own home. You can decide what color you want everything to be, and you modify the structure to your heart's content. But then you got to take on the extra burdens. And I think the issue right now is really cost versus benefit. What are the costs? What are the benefits? And right. As a club, you know, and we have to think about sustainability. If we get something going and then I get sick, you get sick, and then who's going to, you know, pick the stuff up? We got to make sure it's not so much of a burden that nobody else wants to do it. Now, I think, on the other hand, if it enables things that give us positive vibes from the community, if people really start appreciating what we're doing and we become more visible in the community, and as secretary, I'd like to try to work on that a little bit, maybe put some things in the paper and just to raise awareness. If we can offer GMRS to people and people can even just monitor it, I think, you know, there might be some people in the community that would appreciate that, and we might even get some donations from the community members and things. Because they you know, appreciate what we're doing. So that would be kind of a nice vibe and so forth. But kind of, you know, wherever there's work, there's reluctance. And that's natural. It's just natural. So
I don't want to do anything to the club to make it a bunch of work for anybody. This is a hobby. Yeah. I don't want that, but I also see where it could be beneficial. And it's hard to maintain that balance. I don't want bickering over bylaws and you know, that's not fun.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like one way or the other.
I was going to say, with NARC, the original impetus to get a 501(c)(3) was because, I can't remember the name of the company over that made all the electronic chips and things like that.
HRB?
No. Actually, the club was founded as an HRB entity. But there was a chance that this company wanted to donate a trailer to us or something. And so they started working on that, and then it kind of just fell by the wayside. It never happened. But then, really, the fact that the tower work, all the towers were putting on the burden, they wanted to be able to claim that as a donation. And so by having 501(c)(3), it was worthwhile. Well, that was what it really did to the club. Give us a place to put our sites.
And I think long term, when I've looked into it, as long as their charitable donations or receipts are less than $25,000, it's really, the yearly thing is really easy. It's basically a postcard almost. to do. So the long-term mechanism of maintaining it is not difficult. The fouling stuff for us, since I'm sure we'll be under a $25,000.
I think it's $50,000, but.
Yeah, it's.
I just read, in the process of quitting being the treasurer for the Friends, I discovered when I went to the Department of State site, now they've instituted a thing to keep, to hold on to your title of Friends of the Library or whatever it is, you have to submit a, what is it, decennial report.
Oh, okay.
Every 10 years you have to file a report, which we hadn't had that stipulation before, and it's $70 to require that report. Mm-hmm. So, which is $7 a year doesn't sound like much, but it's another pain, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think, just to piggyback on what you said is, so you listed some startup costs of getting to this other status.
Yes.
And I don't think it's an all or nothing. I mean, we can have bylaws and we can charge dues without
exactly.
becoming a 501c3.
And again, I'm willing to keep going through this process, but what I told the officers is the first step in doing anything with 501c is getting bylaws in place. You have to have bylaws. So if we don't run bylaws, I'm not going to continue the process. Right, I think we should do this in steps. Right now, really on the table is
bylaws.
Do we want to vote in the bylaws? And if we say yes, then that's great. And then the next step is, do we want to do anything more? If the answer is no for right now, that's fine. Yeah. At least we have the bylaws in place. If the answer is yes, then I'll keep moving forward. But before I can do anything else, we need bylaws.
Yeah, next steps. Incorporating, right?
Yes, next step's incorporating, right? Because you need to be incorporated and you need to have bylaws, then you can start filing for the 501c stuff. Right?
Yes. So let me just follow up about there's startup costs financially and startup costs time wise, and then there's the annual or decannual or whatever maintenance costs along the way. Are the maintenance costs relatively small? Like once we get it up and running, is it pretty easy to just keep it going then?
I think so. When I talked to Carmine, he said yearly they just do the one form is all they have to do, and because you're less than 50,000, whatever the value is, something much higher than we are going to approach.
And there's no, it's really easy. No significant annual fees we'd have to pay anywhere?
I don't think for that. I haven't checked into the registration. I don't know.
I don't think there's that. This is the first one I've run into something that wasn't there before, and it really. That's the only thing I know of that goes with keeping your name in the.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot of things in Phillipsburg that are incorporated.
So if we volunteered to cut your lawn for an entire summer, would that kind of compensate you for the time on this?
Bob, I have 5 acres. I have a 60-inch diesel zero-turn tractor. It still takes me 3 hours every week, so I don't think you want
to
volunteer that.
I would do it just for the opportunity to drive the tractor.
One of these.